Second episode of the podcast, eh? We've finally made it. Numero uno.
Or as they say in Roman numerals, line.
Right, Brendan, what have we done this week, mate?
We've done something that I'm not happy to introduce, and that's why I'm not going to introduce it. So, Nebiel, what have we done this week?
Okay, so basically what we've done is me, Bishop, and producer Simpson have decided that we're going to prank call old Anita English, Brendan's mother, with the help of our friend Wilson.
Absolute good sport, really helped us out on this one. And I was all for this at the start. I love a good prank, but it's the subject that I wasn't too happy about. A
very uncomfortable kind of situation. Yeah,
very touchy to talk about with the parents. Check this one out.
Sure she'll answer.
Hello.
Hi there, is this Anita English?
Yes, it is.
Hi there, I'm from the broadcasting school, and I'm just ringing about your son, Brendan.
Yes?
Well, Brendan has a, what can I say, how can I put this lightly? He hasn't had a great couple of weeks, am I allowed to add?
Okay.
Yeah, he's been caught doing something in the toilets.
Okay.
Do you want me to elaborate further, or do you want to give him a ring? Because I'm happy to keep going. If you want to deal with this matter, that's why I've forwarded it to you.
What has he been caught doing in the toilets?
Well, I don't know how to put this, but he's been caught masturbating in the toilets.
Rightio. This is a joke, isn't it?
Ah, Mum, it's a Few Good Men podcast. How the bloody hell are you?
You had me going for a second, thinking, oh my God.
First experience with Anita, probably not a good one.
But, you know, to be honest, not surprised to be called by a tutor from the university.
About masturbating?
You know, not a complete surprise.
How were you feeling?
We've got you good there.
Oh, well, thanks, Anita, for being on the show.
Hey, Anita, you're a great sport.
Before.
Yeah, absolute great sport, Anita. Good to hear from your mum.
That's right.
All right, we'll catch up soon.
We'll look after Brendan for you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nebiel, Bishop, got some bad news.
Give it to me.
I'll be honest with you. Oh, I've got good news and I've got bad news.
I was going to say, yeah, do you have good news or bad news?
I've just got the bad news, actually. I make you feel a little
bit. The bearer of bad news.
Last month, a podcast came out, and it's called A Few Good Men.
Oh, no.
And it's not our podcast. It's Hauraki's podcast. Podcast. And I think it's going to be a lot better and a lot more popular. So. Yeah.
I'm actually looking at it right now, and it actually came out about a month ago.
Oh, no.
And we planned this, the podcast.
Like months ago.
Months ago.
We should have got onto it.
Yeah, no, we were just so lazy.
Bishop was so lazy.
Okay, so are we thinking about a name change then?
It's got to be a name change.
Definitely on the cards.
I was thinking after last week's episode, maybe we call ourselves the Horses.
The Horses?
Oh, no.
The Bus Drivers?
The Bus Drivers.
McDonald's Workers. I don't think McDonald's would like that too much, though.
No, I don't think so. And there's probably already a podcast as well. ZM's probably taken that one. They steal all our ideas.
Legit.
What can we do?
Well, maybe something with maybe just the
our names?
Nebiel and Brendan, or Nebiel and we could just call it Nebiel if you want.
Nebiel and the other two. Oh no, yeah. Brendan and the other
what
two.
What about Bishop and his guests?
The arrogance.
Bishop, Brendan,
the arrogance.
Bishop, Nebiel.
How about Brendan, Nebiel, Bishop, but call it B&B. Like B&B, like bed and breakfast.
But not bed and breakfast.
I prefer
Bishop, Nebiel, Brendan.
Bishop, Nebiel, and Bishop.
No. I think you should have the most Nebiel important people first. So yeah. Brendan, and Brendan.
Well, if we go on B&B, then no matter, I'm always going to be second best, aren't I?
By default.
You are second best anyway, so it's no dramas.
I prefer Bishop, Nebiel, and Brendan, to be honest.
Well, what do you think about B&B anyway? And we'll sort out the logistics
what
later.
What if we just say B&B and the way
you can
round,
definitely just scrap for it.
Yeah, you say the way round you want it to be, it would be the way round you want it to be. So like, if you want to say to someone, oh, it's called the B&B, you'd be like, oh, what does that stand for? You'd be like, oh, it stands for Bishop, Nebiel, and Brendan. But if someone asks you, you can say...
I can say Brendan, yeah. Nebiel.
I think it's,
but what if we're in the same room and they both ask us?
Like, no bias, but I reckon Bishop does sound better first.
Thanks.
Sorry, Brendan.
Hey, I guess I'll go... That's definitely one of those moments, I tell you that.
Okay, we'll put a pin in it for now.
Yeah, no worries. All right, from now on, team, it's B&B podcast. Oh, and also, we've got no obligation to give you a bed or a free breakfast.
Can't afford that.
Boys, brand new setup.
I don't know how I feel about this.
It's a bit different.
It's really weird.
Should we do a bit of theatre of the mind and we'll explain what we're looking at?
Yeah, awesome. Bit of theater
of the so mind. We've got two producing studios which look like just a single mic in a booth. And there's a window between
a
each
glass
one.
Window between us.
And double glazed,
actually. I'm looking at you two, and you're looking at just me. And we're in completely
through,
separate
through
rooms.
Through the window.
This is very weird.
And we prefer to be... What do you prefer to be by yourself over there?
Well, I'm with all my friends in this room, so yeah. It kind of makes
absolutely
sense.
None
right?
of them.
Well, me and Nepia are here together. It's pretty cozy. Pretty, yeah. It's going to get pretty hot soon, actually.
But the reason we've decided to do this is because Brendan is way louder than the both of us.
Facts.
And, and the reason we're even in these booths is because last episode, if you didn't notice...
The mics were shit.
Pretty shit house.
They were horrible.
Definitely below par.
So hopefully these mics are good. Anyway, I've got a good yarn for you. A bit of a story. I was in Auckland recently, having a bit of fun with my sister. And
that, look, can you rephrase that a different way, mate?
Yeah, no, 100%.
And you don't live in Auckland, do you?
No, live in Wellington. Just visiting my sister. She goes to uni there. They have lime skewers. We have lime skewers in Christchurch.
Yes.
And they have them in Auckland as well.
Eco-friendly too.
They are E-Pow, so good. Yep. How good are they?
Very easily.
Quite expensive though.
I don't think they are.
I think it's great and very easy to dislocate your shoulder on.
Very, very
another
easy.
Yarn for another time.
Me and Brendan have had two accidents right by each other.
Or break both elbows. That's a whole different yarn.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was in Auckland with my sister and we decided to go get some food. So I thought I'd lime scooter to go get some food, some Turkish actually.
Efficient, efficient.
Meat on chips?
Meat on chips. What do we think about that?
How
good
are
meat on chips?
Yum.
Anyway, so I decided to lime there and I got there and I ordered my food and I locked it. Now, my phone battery's pretty poor. Piss poor, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And wait, did you lock it or pause it?
I paused it. So I paused it.
Rookie okay. mistake.
Yeah, very terrible mistake.
What kind of battery are you going on?
I'm on 5% at the moment. I'm
rookie.
On 5%. And I tell you what, that Lime app, she runs
through it. What kind of phone are you running, mate?
I don't know, just an Apple 6. I don't know, Apple 6?
Yeah.
What does it matter, mate?
Okay.
Yeah,
anyway,
standard.
Apple 6.
Yeah, an Apple iPhone 6, Generation 6. How's that?
Yeah, perfect. Well, anyway. Way bit below par, mate.
Anyway, carrying on with the story, there's this man who looks, I don't want to use this word, but a bit homeless. Like, he's on the street, he's obviously got a bit of his belongings. Yeah. Like, he's
shopping cart?
He's... No, shopping cart. Just a sack.
Oh, no.
what are those things called? Like when they're in the movies, how they've got the stick in there, and it's like a rucksack.
Yeah. He hasn't got the stick, but he's definitely got the sack.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's there, and he's like, wow, I've always wanted to use one of those.
Yeah.
And it was so obvious that he was trying to imply, can I have a go on this? It was so a bit like, wow, like that's so amazing. Like, I wonder what it would be like to give that a go.
Did you tell him to buy a phone?
I didn't think he could afford a house, so I'm not going to buy him
a
phone.
A lime is considerably cheaper than a house, Brendan.
Yeah, fair enough. Anyway, especially in Auckland. Oh,
definitely. Yeah. Man, housing prices.
What's
Jacinda doing about that?
Anyway, that's a story for another day.
Yeah. The homeless guy asked for a go, basically. I'm like, you know what? I'll give him a go. And he boosts. He's down the street. I'm like, sweet ass, he's doing a block. He's going
to
come back.
Were you expecting him to like do donuts around the street?
Yeah, something like that. 2 minutes pass. 2 minutes pass. I've got my meat and chips. I'm ready to go home. He's not back. I'm like, it's no worries. I can just... In the ride.
No, but the thing there, you don't want to end it. This guy could be going 28 k's an hour, maximum speed of the lime.
Fall off.
Well, locks the wheels once you've locked it.
At this moment, Bishop, I'm thinking this guy's gapped with my lime scooter and
he's
wasting
charging.
My money.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? End of story. I'm ending it.
Oh, no.
I whip out my phone and I go into the app. Dead.
Oh,
the
no.
phone dies, and I'm not sure if you guys have ever.
Wait, I thought for a second you like the homeless guy's dead. I was like,
no, I hope he's okay. I haven't seen him since. Yeah. But the phone dies, in my hand, and I'm not sure if this has ever happened to you guys with when you're riding a lime and the phone dies. Is the lime keeps going?
I've got no idea.
Yeah. No, see, because my phone battery actually works, mate.
Oh, good man. It keeps charging your account, but you can't stop it. You can't do anything about it.
Until you get home and charge it.
Until you get home.
Clever marketing
decision
from Lime.
Here I am sprinting back to the house because it's probably racking into the good $7 by now.
Oh, no.
I get home.
And there's your meat on chips.
That's the price of another meat on chips.
I know. I plug the phone in and it gets charged and I check it and he's 3 Ks away. He's
three k's
away. Oh, yeah, because it shows you a little map on
it. I know, it,
eh?
It shows a little map. And it's not like there was like a little circle where he like came back and looked for me. Yeah.
Straight
it was
daylight.
A straight gun across town. Like, this man had a plan.
Where's he gone? Where's he gone?
I'm not quite sure. I don't know Auckland by the off the back.
You should have gone and checked up on him, like chased him with the map.
Oh, good guy. He's just trying to convince other people to give him a go on the line. Anyway, it costed $8.
$8.
Oh, insane.
Well, if he's pushed at 3Ks, $8 is pretty good value for money.
Yeah, but if you're not using it, it's not very good value.
It would have been like $3 if I had a geese, yeah. But this guy really took advantage.
All right. So basically, we had this yarn last week about the old derogatory names like boss and chief and stuff.
And it was a good yarn at the time.
It was a great yarn.
Yeah, like champ and that kind of example.
But we've encountered a scenario where we've been on the receiving end. It did not tickle my fancy.
This is real life.
Altogether, it was very disrespectful. It was like in a situation where we were obviously the mentor of the person.
We were judging these kids. And one of the kids pulls one out of the bag.
Okay, well,
it's insane.
This is what happened.
Explain it.
Okay, so there's an open day at school. Us three, we got chosen to like show the kids around. We're like, okay,
because
cool.
we're role model students.
We fully got chosen. Yeah. No, we volunteered.
We volunteered. Anyway, we're at the front of the classroom. The whole whole classroom comes in the door.
And these are year 13.
Yeah,
so
it was the year 13 media classroom.
Around 17, 18-year-old kids. Boys and girls there.
Anyway, so Mr. Hotshot walks in with his friends. He's like at the front of the line. First one in the class.
He's already loud.
You can hear him down the hallway. He walks in. He's like, ha, 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 like laughing at his friend and like takes the seat down, like legs up on the table. Not almost like legs up on the table.
He's like scoping us down.
Yeah. And then so he's just chatting away and like, hey, we'll be quiet. And he's like, oh, what's your name? What was it? How did he go?
He was like, oh, what's your name? And then you were like, oh, my name's Bishop. And then he was like, what's your name? And I'm like, oh, my name's Brendan. He's like, well, it's nice to meet your boss.
Yeah. And I actually like, because I was in the middle of you guys and I had to like pull back.
I had to hold Bishop up. He was collated. Yeah.
He just about fainted.
The disrespect and arrogance on the man.
We just couldn't, they must be massive fans of the podcast. if he knows that derogatory name.
But I just thought it was so funny because a couple days before that, we'd literally just been talking about those derogatory names.
And like
and he comes and pulls that shit on us.
The sort of person who would call someone a derogatory name, that was him. It was him. It was like,
it was 100% him.
If that derogatory name had a face, it was that kid's face.
Anyway, immediately.
Very, very punchable, sorry.
You did not like him at all.
No,
and the only reason you didn't like him is because he reminded you of yourself.
Oh, 100%. 100%. I left thinking, shit. This guy's going to take my place.
Yeah. Anyway, we were touring around the whole bloody school, and just the back of my mind, I could hear him at the back of the line, like the cool kid.
Chat away, trying to be the coolest kid he possibly could.
It barred me up so much. I didn't even want to do this yard just because how much it barred me up. And I know he's going to be coming to class next year.
Can we refer to him as like Lil Brendan or something?
Lil Brendan. So recently I've
start with an that's a brave move.
Okay, well, just me getting to my storytelling ability.
I bet we already lost like at least 4 listeners just from going
No one's gonna hear and then just turn off.
We'll get Simpson to I would.
Okay, anyway, so lately I've been emceeing some netball.
Massive weird flex.
Yes. Weird flex. Anyway, so first game.
You're a big fan of netball there, Bishop?
No, okay. So this is the story, actually. So my first game of netball, watching it, was emceeing it.
Really?
And I was looking at the time, and it was like 3 o'clock, and I was like, oh, yeah, this is ticking over. Like, I'm looking forward to the end of it. And I didn't know netball comes in 4 quarters.
No, it's 4 quarters, yeah.
Yeah, well, I didn't know this.
Oh, so you thought it was the old 2 half, like the game
of rugby. Yeah, I kind of had an idea of this, like, 2 halves.
Very
like
similar to hockey. Hockey has 4 quarters as well.
And so does basketball, doesn't it? Yeah, basketball does too. Anyway, it was the 3rd quarter. I kind of caught on that there were multiple quarters.
Yeah.
3rd quarter rolls around. I look at the time, like 5 minutes ago, I'm like, yes, yep. Looking forward, driving home, you know, a bit of Netflix, that's all good. And goes to a minute, I'm like, yep, preparing my notes. And I go, I'm looking at the notes for the 4th quarter, the end of the 4th quarter, so the end of the game.
Right, I can kind of see where this is going.
Yeah, so at the 4th quarter, I read at the end of the 3rd quarter, going into the 4th quarter, I read out the notes for the 4th quarter. So basically, I read, Well, that concludes this tonight's game.
No way.
Reading out the scores, and like the lady behind me was like, it's not the end of the game yet. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Was this your first ever emceeing?
Yeah, this is my first. No, yeah,
Did you get the gig afterwards?
No, it was my first ever emceeing of a netball game.
Oh, so you've emceed before?
Yeah, of course.
And you showed a bit of talent, and that's why.
And I was like, I was real embarrassed. Like, oh, no, sorry, this concludes the third quarter. And then this carried on, and I had to switch pages back to the third quarter.
Did anyone notice, or was everyone just like, who's this guy talking?
I think everyone kind of, because I said...
I would have started booing, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, because everyone kind of like turned their head, was like, does this guy know what he's talking about? Because these are all like diehard netball fans on a Sunday afternoon.
A lot of single mums there.
Single mum. And I was like the shortest guy there. All the girls were like, because it's women's netball, all the girls were like taller.
You're usually the shortest guy in the room.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Can I just say, I just noted something during that story, is that Nepia did not give one single shit. He was not listening during that thing. He was
a tired man.
He yawned. He yawned during that. I saw you yawn. And then he turned around, started touching the wall. I really wanted to interrupt you, but he just like did not look like he cared during that whole thing.
Sorry.
I actually
didn't even notice. I've got a terrible attention span.
He was just looking at the roof, yawning during that whole story. How rude's that?
Well, I was going to lead into like, what are any of your guys' stuff ups? Just like, why working? Like, because you used to work at Hell's Pizza.
I did used to work at Hell's Pizza. Crashed a couple times.
Oh, really? In the vehicle? In the station vehicle?
No. Used my own car. And crashed a couple times. That was probably the biggest stuff up.
How bad, like, of a crash? Like,
just nicks. I crashed into a house, like, crashed into a garage.
No, you did.
Yeah, I did.
Really?
Yeah. I was
like
up
the customer's garage.
Yeah. And I didn't tell them about it. I just drove off. And I got out and I checked, and there was a bit of a ding, but nothing too bad. But probably the biggest stuff up on the at work for me was you're right. I worked at Hell's Pizza, and I delivered to a house, and I knocked on the front door, and I was like, "Hey, two large lusts, something like that." And pepperoni pizza or something.
Yeah.
And I handed it over, they're like
natural.
They're like, they do wanna And they take the food. Yeah. I'm like, sweet, there's no dramas, head back to the store, and I get a call about halfway through It's the store manager saying, "Hey, listen, the person's waiting for the pizza." And I'm like, "Yeah, good yarns. just dropped it off, it's no dramas." She's like, "No, they just called saying the pizza hasn't arrived." And so I go back to the house, and instead of it saying it was 15 Thornbury Ave, and the address was actually 15A.
Oh.
And so I go knock on 15A. I'm like, "Hey,
and
listen,
that's not the actual address, though, is it?"
"Hey, no, I'm not gonna actually say the real address."
Yeah. Maybe we could go knock on the door and ask them for the pizzas back.
No, so I go knock on the actual person's house. I'm like, "Hey, listen, I just delivered your pizzas to this person's person's flat."
Yeah.
And she's like, "Well, let's go knock on their door." And I'm like, "Listen, this isn't my job."
This isn't my fight here.
Listen, this wasn't in my job description.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Listen, I'd made an innocent mistake. She's like, no, let's go find out, because I'm sick of these people.
So she was barred up
She
at
was
the neighbors.
Barred up at the neighbours for taking
the
pizza.
She was sick of the neighbours.
So she comes out of the house, and she goes to the neighbour's house. I stand by the car. It's almost like when you get something wrong at McDonald's and your mum fights for you and goes back up to the counter.
And you're awkwardly behind her?
I was standing behind her, and she was like, "This is disgusting." And they were munching on the pizza. And they're like, "It's not our fault, love." Anyway, she gets so angry, starts bringing up shit that happened weeks ago. Like, "You haven't cut down the tree yet. You promised it in the house." And I was...
excuse you.
You're coughing, man.
Yeah, sorry about that. I was just and there was nothing I could do about it. I was just behind her, and I ended up just saying, "Hey, listen, there's other pizzas to deliver." And just left. So yeah, not sure where that lady is today. I would assume murdered.
I had a big muck up at work as well once. I worked at a pub for a while, and this was when I was real new. And we had these wee wristbands with like a chip in it to scan onto the computer.
Oh, really?
And yep. I'd been scanning my chip, getting into the computer, but you had to like press a certain button to activate the sales.
Is that to like know how much you've sold and like?
Yeah. But so you've got to start. So there's like a start work button on the till.
Yeah.
And I didn't press that. So I'd worked from, let's say, like 6 o'clock at night through to 11.
Yeah.
selling beer
big
to
owls,
people.
Big owls.
But massive none owls. Of the sales registered because I didn't press start selling on the till. So I literally gave away, 5 hours worth of alcohol?
For free?
Well, no, they still paid for it. Yeah. Yeah, they still paid for it, but none of the sales counted because it wasn't
tracked.
That's
perfect. That's perfect because the boss man comes up to you and says, you've made no sales. And you're like, oh, I've made a massive error. Yeah. And then he goes, how many roughly did you sell? And you're like, easy in the thousands. Easily. We're talking $3,000.
No, I got grilled for it because really? Like it's not on any of the records. So they could get told off by...
by head office or something.
Yeah, by head office and stuff. No. So I got absolutely grilled for that. Well, it was like my first week of working and I just about lost my damn job.
To be honest with you boys, I think we should stick in radio because there's less mistakes yeah. we can make.
We're not very good at anything else.
At all.
Boys, I've had a bit of a lifestyle change.
Ah, the old lifestyle change.
I've
eh?
Started to go to the gym in the morning.
Ah, that makes two of us.
I used to, like, quite a bit, but unfortunately not anymore.
Well, I never used to go to the gym in the morning because the one big problem with going to the gym is you're going to have a shower at the gym, and with that you got to remember to bring your clothes, your towel.
You need a towel.
Well, there's a problem. I went to the gym this morning and I forgot my towel.
Ooh.
Crucial mistake.
That is a massive mistake.
Yeah. Anyway, so I went, had a shower, looked through my bag, and there's no towel in there.
That's the worst.
Shit.
I can't imagine anything worse.
Shit.
Anyway, so what I ended up doing was actually sitting, squatting below the dryer.
Ultimate embarrassment.
What, naked?
Was there anyone else in the changing room watching you squat below the dryer?
No. Like the shower and there's a toilet and shower connected, but it's like this own separate facility. Like I logged in, obviously no one walked in, but
hold on, can he just describe this a little bit more?
Okay, so there's the gym and at the end of the gym there's three bathrooms.
Oh no, I don't care about the bathroom. What does this dryer look like? Is it like a
it's like an overhanging dryer, but it's like at my waist, so you have to squat down quite low.
What is it supposed to be drying?
Your hands after.
Oh, a hand dryer. Yeah, like a Dyson hand dryer.
Well, it's not that fancy, but yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You had to dry your scrotum with a.
well, not just my scrotum. With your
whole bloody body, mate.
My whole body.
See, and I was picturing this like a big open changing room as well.
I was picturing like a washing dryer, like put your clothes on, and you just open the door and put like your leg in and just dry it.
No, it's a wall mount dryer, so you're supposed to wash your hands and then.
But you're putting trying to get your shoulder in, and then you go armpit.
It was a long process.
Get the leg up, get your crack going.
Yeah, it was at my hips, so I had to squat down quite low.
Yeah, I bet you did. That's so niggly. But better bring a towel.
So lads, eh? What's the plans for next week?
Well, actually, we've got a bit of a big episode.
Massive episode next week, actually.
Far out.
We've got an interview with Charlie O'Brien, world record holder.
He's really famous.
Hugely famous.
Napier.
Yeah. He went on a swing for a while.
Quite a while, apparently. But we'll hear all about that next week. I guess we'll see you then.
Yeah, too good.
Catch you later.
See ya.
Hooroo. G'day, Producer Simpson here, just butting in at the end of the podcast to say thank you very much for tuning into this week's edition of the B&B podcast. I'm going to tell you right now, the studio change was absolutely amazing, funny, and also bloody irritating at the exact same time. That's another story for yet another podcast, so don't worry. We'll tell you next week, maybe. Who knows? We'll just have to wait and see. Follow us on Spotify and our social medias. You can also email us as well. But from me, Producer Simpson, and the rest of the B&B podcast team, have a great week. We'll catch you next week.